The Warriors get a strong battle from the Blazers here in Game 1, an entertaining start to this series as Stephen Curry was driving the attack from the jump, 29 points with 3 trays on the afternoon, and Kevin Durant with some powerful drives on the way to a team-high 32 points to go with 10 boards. As Draymond Green, with an over-the-top effort, critical energy on both ends, 19 points, 12 rebounds, 9 assists, and crushing D with 5 blocked shots and 3 steals. As Klay Thompson added 15 points to the effort, helping the Warriors pull away, while off the bench, Ian Clark with some clutch play. He had 12 points, and all of it key as the Warriors take Game 1, 121-109 the final. Here's Coach Kerr and Draymond.
It's a great game. It was, to me, the perfect way to win Game 1. You get a real taste for what you're up against. You take a really good punch from your opponent. You see how good they are, but you're able to, you know, overcome everything and still get the win. So really good effort, a lot of great individual games. And obviously we had to overcome just a phenomenal game from Portland's backcourt.
You've been talking about whether to put Draymond that start the second and fourth unit or Durant, but you went for defense, I guess. This is what you imagined you'd get out of them or even more?
Yeah, you know, we've tried both during the course of the year, and it's really, you know, just depending on what you're looking for. And this game called for better defense, and I felt like we finally had a little traction defensively. And also, KD was going really well in the third quarter, and he was scoring, so we didn't want to take him out. So it made perfect sense to, you know, go to Draymond to start the fourth, and he and David West, I thought, anchored our defense really well. Klay did a good job. Ian Clark made some big plays, so it was a good group.
Yes, Steve. Dave Lewis, NBC News Radio. What was your strategy on how to defend those two in the second half? I saw you trapping the ball screen more with Lillard, but what was the plan to try to slow them down after halftime?
Well, I mean, it's one of those things. If you want to double team them, you're opening up yourself to made threes from other guys, and so you have to decide what you're going to do. And main thing is we just wanted to be more aggressive. We let them get to their spots in the first half. They still made some tough shots, which they're going to do, but I thought we did a better job in the second half of just being a little more physical, and our help side defense improved as well.
Coach Kerr, Draymond Green's 5 block shots.
Yeah.
Spectacular in passion, I would say. What do you have to say about a person, you know, who's one-on-one, stare down, you know, his opponent, and just letting him know, hey, I'm not letting you get this basket as easy as you might think it is?
Draymond was amazing. He made some tremendous defensive plays. He made threes. He rebounded the ball. He had 9 assists. I mean, he played a game that, I'm not sure anybody else in the league is capable of, honestly. Who else can do what Draymond just did tonight? He's so unique and so important to us, and he was phenomenal.
What did you think about your defense on Lillard and McCollum in the first half? Were those guys just hot and you couldn't do anything about it, or were you frustrated at all with the defense?
Well, both. I mean, they made some tough shots, but they also got to their spots. You know, we're trying to keep them from getting into their comfort zones, and they seemed to get there with ease in the first half. So we did a better job in the second half, but we also have to understand that's how this series is going to go. You know, hopefully they don't get 75 points between them in Game 2, but they might. That's how good they are. So we've just got to keep trying to make it hard on them and do the best we can.
Not just the 5 blocks, but Draymond twice had the hand-to-hand, basically, the block. Is there an extra boost of energy, the way the crowd reacts? I don't know if the bench reacts as well, but it feels different than when the ball's in air and a guy swats it out.
Well, when you get that block at the apex of the rim, or of the player's elevation, and he's right at the rim, and you get a block like that, it energizes everybody. And I thought our fans were fantastic. Our players were fired up, and Draymond made a couple of just huge plays that got us going.
When you've got opponent guards going like that, do you want Steph and Klay to feel a challenge, or do you want them to resist trying to answer every basket? What was that give and take like with the other two guys?
I don't really, if I had seen Steph and Klay like trying to respond, taking bad shots because they turned it into an individual thing, I would have been disappointed. They didn't do that, though. I thought our guys stayed within the framework of what we were trying to do offensively. We just weren't good enough defensively.
Bill Huang from Tencent. Seems like for the first half, we were rushing a little bit. The shots were going too soon. Plays were not set correctly. What would you do to change for the second game or rest of the
I think it was a case of first game jitters. Maybe not jitters. We were just trying too hard. You know, you see it all the time. Every team I've ever been on, first game of the playoffs was always difficult. You're more amped up. Maybe you're in a rush. I think we had 10 turnovers in the middle of the second quarter. So we settled down, and hopefully we'll start game two with kind of better presence, better poise.
Carl Stewart, Barry News Group. For all your heroes tonight, I mean, guys that were all, a lot of guys played well. Kevin was still your leading scorer with 32. Is there any doubt in your mind that he's not all the way back now? And what did you think of his
No, he was great. I mean, I thought he attacked at really important times of the game where we needed some aggression. We were settling for some jump shots for much of the game. And when he started to attack, I think that made a huge impact on the game. So, you know, he played 36 minutes and I mean, had a great game. He looks like he's back to me.
Steve Bitker, KCBS. JaVale McGee in that third quarter, did his contributions go beyond just the numbers? It seemed like it did.
Yeah, I mean, the force that he plays with, the speed that he runs the floor, the blocked shots, he had a couple of them, I think. You know, it's just he brings a different element to the game. And, you know, we've kind of played center by committee all year long. We get something different from Zaza and JaVale and David. They're each unique in their own games, and we need all three of them. But JaVale did what he's done all year for us, gave us a huge boost.
Draymond, what changed in the fourth quarter for you guys, and what does it say that you guys were able to overcome the game that their backcourt had and still get a win?
Well, I think it started with our crowd the entire game kept us in it, you know, because those guys were hitting shots that, you know, it usually drains the life, you know, out of the building. And our crowd brought it from the beginning to the end. So we were able to feed off that until we were able to get our ground. And then it started with the energy of JaVale there in that third quarter. And although they made a run at the end to close it out, our energy transferred over. And then David came in, and he was huge. On those ball screens, Damian couldn't get downhill anymore. CJ couldn't get downhill anymore. And we was able to get a grip, and then we went on a 15-2 run.
Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. Draymond, you mentioned the fans and their support. It seemed like there are a lot of times tonight when they got more excited by a block of yours or that play when guys were diving on the floor than, you know, hitting a three-pointer. Do you notice and appreciate that as a player?
Absolutely. You definitely notice it and appreciate it for sure. You know, That spirits us as well. You know, you get a play like that and, you know, the entire crowd goes nuts. Or one of the worst feelings is when you do this and no one stands up, but they were there every time for us. And, you know, it gives us energy as well, you know, and continue to do it and do more. And all of a sudden we hit a shot and they're going crazier. And then we come back down, get another stop, and they're even louder. And, you know, that helps us out a lot.
What does it feel like, either emotionally or physically, when you get the block by putting your hand directly on the ball, when you block them right at the rim, as opposed to when you swat it out of the air?
I mean, when you block it at the rim, it's a little different, because that's one of those plays where you're within a half an inch to a centimeter of being dunked on. And so when you actually come up with the block, you know, it's a bit more excitement. You know, when you're coming across and you get a swat, that's usually weak side. You know, you come across the top and you get a swat out of bounds. But you know, at the rim, it's mano a mano, you know, man against man. Who's going to win the battle? And to win that battle is just a different type of emotion.
The one on Dame in particular, do you hear anything?
No, I didn't. I didn't hear anything.
Not your hand on the ball or his reaction or anything?
Oh, no. I heard the crowd. That's about all I heard. Everything else, pretty much it.
When it's, you know, Durant and Curry come out at the start of the second, start of the fourth, and you're in that kind of vet lineup, I mean, do you know that has to be a defensive lineup?
100%, and that was the whole thought behind going with that lineup, you know, for Coach Kerr. He said it to me. He said, you know, the defensive intensity that this lineup can bring, it can change the game for us. And so we went to it earlier in the year when KD was still healthy. It started working for us, and it was on the defensive end. Getting back to it, you know, at this point in the season, we knew the offense was there. We had 88 points at the end of the third quarter. But the problem was they had 88 points. So we knew we had to come out and get stops if we were going to ever pull away in that game and, you know, start that quarter off. That group did it. And then we were able to knock down some shots, but it started with our defense.
Draymond, McCollum, and Lillard, in a game like this, is this, you know, where the team is just saying, hey, look like they're going to get theirs. We just have to shut everyone else down because the rest of the Portland Trail Blazers are like 12-39 from the floor. Is this one of those games where you just let them roll and make sure everybody else?
No, you don't want to let them roll because they can beat you. You got to give them a lot of credit. They got it going, you know, and when they get it going like that, you know, they're two of the toughest guards in the league to stop, you know, but at some point we knew that we had to make a defensive stand and that we would get some stops. And it started there in the beginning of that fourth quarter. All of a sudden, they weren't getting a bunch of easy stuff. And, I mean, quite frankly, they were hitting some tough shots in the first half as well. Damian hit a bunch of floaters. CJ hit tough fadeaways and, you know, tough threes over contested hands. But, you know, we knew that at some point you have to make a miss. You know, you can do all you want and say, oh, man, I got a great contestant. He hit a tough shot. But at some point or another, you have to make them miss. And we also know that we continue to play tough defense like that on them and make them take tough shots for the entire 48 minutes. Eventually, they'll wear down a little bit and miss a couple.
Draymond, Connor Letourneau, San Francisco Chronicle. Steve talked last week how you're a guy who really needs stakes, and the last few regular season games, there weren't really any stakes. How anxious were you getting for the start of the playoffs in this moment?
Very anxious. You know, like you said, just – you know, when you're out there playing for the last few games, and it's no disrespect to anyone, they just felt like preseason games. Like, you're not playing for anything. You're just out there trying to get through. It's tough to get going for that, you know. But to start these playoffs, was very excited. We know we got a tough team, you know, coming in here. That a team that, quite frankly, probably shouldn't be the eighth seed. But they had some bumps in the road early on in the season. And, you know, that's why they are where they are. So we know that it's not your typical 1-8 and where you – don't have to play your best to win the game and, you know, all those things. We have to put a great effort out there to win these games. So, you know, I was very excited coming into this game just to get that playoff basketball back. It's a completely different season, a completely different feel out there. So, you know, I've been looking forward to it for a couple weeks now.
And now a little extra time for preparation before these two teams face each other again, with the Warriors hosting the Trail Blazers on Wednesday night here at Oracle Arena for Game 2 before the series shifts to Portland for Games 3 and 4. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA Playoffs.